This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis has extended Colorado's mask-wearing mandate for another 30 days. Polis signed the executive order Wednesday. People must wear masks whenever they are in public indoor spaces. This is the ninth time Polis has extended the mandate since July, when the state first put it into place. Some educators in Denver say they don't feel safe returning to in-person learning next week. Teachers aired their concerns this week outside the district headquarters for Denver Public Schools. Third grade teacher Katie Martin says teachers did not get details about looser quarantine guidelines until this week. She adds that she's concerned there are too few staff in schools to support teachers.
I have a friend who is on Monday going to have 24 fourth graders and herself in one classroom, and we're being told that the science says that that's safe. And everywhere else in the world, they're saying 6 feet of distance.
Elementary students at Denver Public Schools return to buildings next week. Secondary school students will begin a gradual phase in to in-person learning starting January 19th. Denver Health says COVID-19 rates are down and that DPS's strategy of a staggered reopening is a sound one. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has launched a grand jury investigation into the death of Elijah McClain. Weiser says this type of investigation allows his office to collect testimony from witnesses and other relevant details that would otherwise be unavailable. Five other investigations related to McClain's death are already in progress, including both federal and state probes. This is CPR.